Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Veterans Day, this Tuesday, here at the Marker in Key West, Florida. And glad you could be with us. I have no idea what is about to happen, so
well,
I'm just going to let you take it.
It is Veterans Day, and there is a young man who has spent his entire career honoring veterans and making sure they're recognized, and he joins us now. We're honored to welcome to the Chase and Big Joe show our good friend Lee Greenwood.
Oh,
Lee,
wow.
Thank you so much for doing this. God bless you. Thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm terrific. Thank you. I'm also enjoying the Florida sun. We're with a veterans event down here in Florida, and I've sent numerous messages out today honoring all the veterans that I know and all the men and women who have served so unselfishly to protect our nation in times when sometimes we even wonder whether or not they should be there or not. They always activate their duties, and many of them come back wounded, and we take care of those as well.
Lee, you've made a career making sure they're recognized, the men and women. Why is this so important to you that you honor our heroes all the time?
You know, let me give you just a little bit of the backstory. I was raised on a sharecropper's farm in Sacramento, California, and the reason I was there living with my grandparents is because my father joined the Navy right after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. 4 years in the Navy, 2 years in the Merchant Marine, and my mother, a piano player, had to fend for herself because they got divorced, so sent me and my sister to Sacramento, and she would work in clubs like when she was very early in her life, and I compliment her for that sacrifice, and I compliment my father for his service. I, too, would work early in nightclubs, 14 years old. Before I graduated high school and moved to Nevada for a 20-year tenure trying to learn what I had to do as an artist. But all of that time, USO tours were prevalent in my life. My first one was when I was 17 years old and went to Alaska for Ammendorf Air Force Base. And then we toured all over the coast of California where I'm from. And then in Nevada, flew with the Thunderbirds. And then after I got to Tennessee, we started flying with the National Guard there in Tennessee and went all over the world, doing over 16 USO tours worldwide, even with Bob Hope. And I think there was a point in my life where I realized it was more than a dedication to what I believe in. It was my responsibility, particularly after the release of my song in 83, it was God Bless the USA, which became kind of a military anthem before anything else and was used by the National Guard. Even I've sang for 10 presidents. I was a Reagan supporter from the very beginning, who eventually that became real obvious. But I, as a Christian, I always put God first. And I think that's why my song, God Bless the USA, has resonated for these 40 years.
Lee Greenwood joins us now. I actually had the honor to see you perform that when you had your theater in Pigeon Forge way back when. I went with my grandparents, and it was pretty cool. But, I mean, did you – I know this is an obvious question, but did you think that the song would have the lasting impact that it has? I mean, it is literally played at any event honoring the military at any time. Did you have any idea that it would become what it has become?
No, I mean, it was a gradual ascent, and events of the world kind of played into that a little bit where – I mean, I know it was big at first, and it was Song of the Year in 1985 at the CMA, and I was honored by the entire community for that. But I think after the Gulf War, then the attack on America, and then President Trump using my song in a very consistent manner. I mean, I worked four different campaigns with other presidents, but not until President Trump elevated me past a national artist. I'm now an international artist, and we travel the world, and people recognize me and my song everywhere, and it gives me great humility. But I get these little videos all the time from kids that are like 6, 7, 8, where their grandparents have passed the song to their parents as a matter of a way to be patriotic. Then the parents pass it to their kids. And I get these little videos all the time where kids are singing my song at like 6, 7, 8 years old, waving a flag.
Yes.
In many places where the national anthem is inappropriate internationally, they will play God Bless USA because there's no restriction on that. So as things move forward, and they're still moving forward, as long as I can continue to sing, and tour the country and the world. I mean, I just I see it continually being in front of the framework of patriotism.
I love it. Lee Greenwood is on the Chase and Big Joe show. Lee, is there one special moment when you sang that song that still resonates? I got people who are texting me now. Like, I remember when he sang that at the Sugar Bowl when Tennessee beat Miami in 1986.
No,
is there
one
moment? Yeah, right. Is there one moment that stands out to you when you sing that song that you still think about to this day?
Well, two RNCs. The one was with Ronald Reagan, and the second one was with Donald Trump. The performance on the Nimitz aircraft carrier during the Persian Gulf conflict. There aren't apples and oranges about how I would say this is more important than the last one. But it's always that moment where I sing at a football game or Yankee Stadium after the attack on America in 2001. Naturally, that was a big moment. We're honoring 300 firemen that fell. And Carnegie Hall honoring the 100 cops that had died in the Trade Towers. Again, it's hard to say. Some are emotional, some are uplifting. Like I sang Monday Night Football for the Dallas Cowboys this past Monday, and you get 60,000 people stand up and sing along with me. It's just really hard to say what's better than the last one or what
Sure.
would be more important than the next one.
What does it mean that other artists have covered this song?
Oh, that's flattering. I mean, I sing a couple of songs from other artists, and when you have the ability to be able to sing something, we filmed a video called 40 Years of My Hits when I started in Nashville in 1979 and joined the label at MCA with Reba McEntire, George Strait, the Oakridge Boys, and Barbara Mandrell. And we had 40 singers from Nashville come to Huntsville and film this thing. And I had Jamie Johnson sing Ring on Her Finger, Time on Her Hands, which was our second record. And I just said to myself, I'm so blessed to have the ability to sing a song that could have been his hit. And it was just amazing. I sitting there watching all these singers sing the songs that we had major records with. And so that's why I don't mind anybody singing God Bless USA. I hope you do. Beyonce covered it. The military gets carte blanche on it, no matter where they play it, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, the Coast Guard, the Space Forces. I get these videos all the time from those major orchestras and bands playing the song. It makes me very proud.
Oh, absolutely. Lee, what's on your schedule now coming up for the rest of the year?
We're still on our usual touring schedule other than personal events, and I have several of those as we continue. I'm in Florida tonight with a veterans tribute with an organization. I'll be back on tour in Indiana and Arkansas this coming week. And then we're going to do an event again in Florida next week, honoring America. I have to just kind of wait and see what's going to transpire for 2026 in America's 250. My schedule will be pretty loose next year. Just kind of waiting to see where I will be. I really don't know. We just got back from Israel, where we were there at the request of Ambassador Huckabee, and we were there for 8 days. I was also in Qatar with the president. So as things kind of move forward, I just kind of have to keep my schedule a little more loose next year than it has been. This year we probably did 85, 90 dates on the road with my band, American Spirit, and we'll just see, what it holds.
I love it. Lee, we're getting several texts from veterans who just say, please tell him thank you for everything you've done for veterans. So, Lee, from Chase and myself, thank you for taking time to do this, and for all the veterans out there, God bless you, sir. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be in Nashville, Tennessee, one of the greatest places on earth. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. Thank you, Mr. Greenwood. We appreciate it.
All right.
Lee Greenwood joining us on the program. That's a heck of a surprise.
There you go, bud.
I don't know how you pulled that off. But
had his name in the phone. I was like, you know what? We've talked to him in the past. But he goes out of his way to honor veterans every single day. Of course, we got Gary Sinise also in Franklin who does that on and on. So, again, our question of the day is, and we'll get to a lot of us in the next hour, tell us about your favorite veteran. We need to know a name and why they're special to you. We've had so many great emotional ones today on this Veterans Day. 615-737-1025. Call or text. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we'll do that in hour number three. God bless the USA. On this Veterans Day, live from the Marker Key West, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.